I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Chad Lassiter is a guy that we've had friendly debates with, as I said, over the years on a multitude of channels, on my show, every TV station in town, on a variety of issues. Chad Dion Lassiter is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, though. And this is one of those, I would call quasi-government, I think that's okay, it's outfits, that get involved in some of the stickiest situations out there. So you remember how much we've talked about the Chamonix High School. They're now going to appeal the state ruling from Chad and others on the controversial nickname Redskins, okay? It requires them to get rid of any logos and imagery that negatively stereotype Native Americans. And I think there's language in here they object to about this is a teachable moment against this hostile educational environment for district students around all this imagery and around that nickname. Let's go to Chad Lassiter. Hey, Chad, welcome in. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. I miss you.
Well, I miss those debates, too. I don't know if you can't do them in this function or not, but we welcome it, Chad. So, Chad, what was your sense of it? What is it that you ruled, or what was the directive from the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission?
So just for clarity purposes, I don't get a vote.
Okay.
I did not vote. This has been a protracted situation that has occurred that was brought to the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission in 2013 by a woman by the name of Donna Boyle. I also want to state for your listening audience that in no way do I or the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission look at the Neshaminy School District as racist. I don't believe the teachers are racist. I don't believe the board is racist. Neither does the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. I don't believe the young people are racist. I do believe that there are several arguments that can be made. On one end, I know that some people see the term Redskins as it's the intent. And the intent for the Neshaminy School District is not to look at it upon as a racial slur. And I remember that one of the board members was on your show back in January, and you emphatically pushed him intellectually to simply say, well, why not change the name to Warrior? And so from a PHRC perspective, we look at it because we were called upon to take this complaint. The complaint was withdrawn, and then we initiated a complaint. And we just see that in this era that we find ourselves in, that we're talking about a racial slur. And it's something that we want to work with the Neshaminy School District.
Well, let me stop you. I hear you, Chad. But who determines that that's a racial slur? What's the guideline if it doesn't come back to intent? I know I pushed a guy to say Warriors would be easier, but who is the determining factor that says that's a slur?
A great question. That's a great question. It's not the dominant culture. It's the oppressed and marginalized group. And Webster's Dictionary says that it's a racial slur. And Native American Indigenous people say that it's a racial slur. Wait a minute, Chad,
on that, though. How do we know you do have complainants? That's true. But when this comes up about are people bothered by this or whatever, I don't know if they're asked directly, is that a racial slur? I don't know that a definitive survey has ever been taken on that among people that are Native American.
I can give you some data. There is a lot of consensus that Native American, Indigenous people have said it's a racial slur, and it's something that is derogatory. We have the national debate with Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins. We have people all over the country. There are several reports, and that's why I said it's a both and. You have some people who say that it's not, and then you have the Native American, Indigenous people who say that it is. And for me, it's almost like the national debate. In our city, there are people who are like, take the Rizzo statue down. There are people who see the Rizzo statue as a form of pride. I think in the era that we're in, there's always this debate. I think that if people find it offensive and we can reach consensus, then statues like Ulysses S. Grant, Robert Lee need to be taken down, but not in a violent manner. For me, the R word is just as polarizing as the N word. And the question that I would have to ask your listening audience is, how many people would sign their children up if this was the Polack team, or the Chinaman team, or the Doggo team, or the Kike team, or the Patty team, or the Krut, which is Germany team? You know, for me, we would have some challenges. And on a national level, ESPN analyst, sports analyst, Bomani Jones came on a show about 3 years ago with a shirt that said Caucasian White Sox. And people were offended. And so for me, I see this as a teachable moment. I think that we need to hear all sides. But to claim that the community is not concerned, we had a public session in which 15 individuals who represent themselves as Native American Indigenous showed up, and they complained about what the term is. So we need to listen to the voices of the people that are affected by it. And it doesn't matter if there's no children that make up Native American ancestry in the school. If you are at an all-African American school, you need to be teaching inclusive history. If there's an all-Jewish school, you should be teaching inclusive
history. Okay, I get all that, Chad. Now, what about local control here, though? What about letting the school district make this determination? Why does a governmental body have to get involved with this? It's not a court. I mean, why this body to do this?
Great question. I think what people need to know is that the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, through our Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, we have those jurisdiction powers. It's not that the government is sitting in a lofty perch being the bully in the pulpit, oh, let's go do this. We're called upon because of our act that was instituted in 1955.
Okay, and let me tell you, and I don't know how you would rule on this, the silliness of this at times, though, I'm not saying this is weightier. When Joey Vento had please order in English, or please say it in English, a 6x9-inch sign, the very same thing happened, and he was threatened with fines of $1,000 a day. I mean, this...
I can't speak to that, but in some, let's look at what we're debating. Should a term that was used to describe body parts taken for bounty, a bounty that were paid to white settlers in the extermination process of Native people to obtain land, represent a school name? I don't think it is. And I don't think the commission does. And I think that people in the community, there it's not just the government, Dom, the school board, Teachers Association.
Okay.
The president of
and
the school
if this,
board
if,
association,
if, Chad,
she
if,
actually had problems with
and
it
if
as well.
This were the case, then that school board and the others that are running this in the school and want this, they would be kicked out, would they not?
Dom, the president of the Federation of Teachers went on record that this was a problem. Students had problems with this when it was first launched. We were called upon as the state civil rights enforcing agency. It's not overreaching by government. You have government entities that serve a purpose. And for us, we want to make sure that this is a way that we can work with the school. And the school has a right to make an appeal. And we have a right to put forth.
Okay, now you said something else there, too. If complainants came to you and said they want to take down the Rizzo statue, would you listen to that?
Dumb. We are mandated by the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act to listen to all things. We're the top civil rights enforcing agency. It doesn't mean that everything is going to go the way people may want it. Everyone has an opportunity to file a complaint if they feel as though there's a form of unlawful discrimination, and we investigate it. I know that the community is looking at this, and they're saying, wait a minute, you're saying keep the name, but you're also saying get rid of the logos and
yes.
the imageries. And so people see that as a form of contradiction. I can't speak to that. On the Neshaminy side, Neshaminy is saying, hey, listen, you know, our budget is one particular thing. It's $190 million annual operation budget. And now we're going to have to use money to look at taking these logos down. And that's going to be a problem for the school district. So for me, I look at it on all sides. I see, you mentioned the Rizzo statue. I'll go a step further. There are some who look at the Confederate flag as a sign of Southern pride. There's others who look at it as a sign of tyranny and oppression during that time.
Should that be banned?
I believe it shouldn't be flying over the State House.
Okay, well, that's up to the legislature. Right.
If people find it as a form of ethnic intimidation, what I'm going to is the mere fact that Neshaminy has the right to appeal, and the people who brought the complaint to the PHRC, they have a right to file that complaint, and we have a right to investigate it. It's not a government entity overreaching, trying to do things like that. And once again, you say, who makes it a racial slur? Merriam Dictionary. Merriam-Webster
Well, dictionary. Well, wait a minute. I have no faith, Chad. Now, you're an academic. I'm sort of an academic. I have no faith in the dictionaries anymore. They're as political as anything else. Who are they to be the arbiter?
Dom, I'm not saying they're the arbiter, but at the end of the day, I see it as racially polarizing.
Okay.
I see this word as a racial slur. I see it as a derogatory word. Also, the Native American indigenous people, they can define themselves for themselves, like even in the appeal, you know, and they have their right to appeal. But in the appeal, Neshamity says government shouldn't be engaged in indoctrination. We're not indoctrinating anyone, but the educational system in and of itself talks about American exceptionalism, Anglo-conformity, Americanization, acculturization.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think American exceptionalism is something the schools are out of bounds with?
I think that we shouldn't indoctrinate children on anything other than accurate history. We're living in a moment right now where yesteryear we didn't know all the things we knew about Christopher Columbus. Data has given us information about
Christopher. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Chad, look, I'm flat out of time today. I'm thrilled that you came on, but we're going to have to table this now in a couple weeks to work with Dan. I want you to come back in the broader scope of what you do, since you're in there and I finally can talk to somebody reasonably who's in that spot. I do want to talk about the role of it. That's where the debate is for me.
And I want to end by simply saying I think we should have a further conversation on ethnic slurs and how would other groups feel if it was lodged against them. This, for me,
absolutely
is troublesome and problematic. And thank you once again, Don, for having
Chad,
me on your
thank
show.
You very much. We'll talk soon. And, Dan, you know, let's get a couple weeks, and we'll work on that with Chad.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.